I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area and state news on KJAN. Sheriff's officials in Adair County have released additional details about a fatal ice fishing accident we first told you about Saturday afternoon. Authorities say 62-year-old James Allen Wallace of Casey died after falling through the ice while fishing on a private farm pond about 6 miles southwest of Menlo. Wallace's family members had reported him missing to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office after he failed to return home from ice fishing Friday afternoon. Following a search of the area where Wallace was believed to have been fishing, an Adair County Sheriff's deputy located the man's vehicle near a farm pond and shortly thereafter saw Wallace's body in the water. He was pulled from the pond by rescue personnel and pronounced dead at the scene by the Adair County Medical Examiner. Deputies with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, officers with the Stewart Police Department, Adair County Conservation Officers, Menlo Fire and Rescue, and the Adair County Ambulance all assisted in the search and recovery efforts. Firefighters in Griswold were called to the scene of a house fire southwest of there early this Sunday morning. Dispatch reports indicated the residence at 69191 540th Street was fully engulfed in flames just after 2 a.m. Authorities say the home, which was owned by Orlin Kane, was believed to have been unoccupied and had been the target of recent thefts. A neighboring residence was safely evacuated as a precaution. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, with the state fire marshal's office called in to assist in determining a cause. Firefighters were on the scene for a little more than 2.5 hours. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials report the arrest Saturday evening of 39-year-old Eric Michael Hufstetler of Villisca. Hufstetler was taken into custody at around 6:20 p.m. following a traffic stop at the intersection of North 5th Avenue and East 1st Street in Villisca. He was charged with OWI third offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. Officials say a house fire late Saturday morning in Shenandoah was likely caused by a defective heat lamp. According to reports, firefighters were called to 705 South Center Street at around 11:15 a.m. Saturday. When they arrived, the exterior of the home was engulfed in flames. Damage to the structure was primarily limited to the outside of the home, with the inside sustaining smoke damage. The structure was unoccupied at the time. Two pets inside were rescued. Firefighters were on the scene for about 2 to 3 hours. Fire and water destroyed a home in rural Mills County Saturday morning. According to reports, the blaze at a residence located along 370th Street north of Hastings may have been caused by a wood-burning stove, but the incident remains under investigation. Firefighters from Hastings, Malvern, and Emerson responded to the blaze, which was initially dispatched as a first-floor chimney fire. The call came in at around 6 a.m. Officials say firefighters needed to knock out a wall in order to control the spread of flames from the first floor to the upstairs area. None of the home's 5 occupants, nor their pets or firefighters, were injured, but the home was declared a total loss due to the amount of water and smoke damage. American Red Cross volunteers responded to assist the family in finding shelter and other necessities. The Atlanta Community School District's Board of Education will hold a regular session Monday night at the high school. Discussion items toward the end of the agenda will cover the district's 2013-2014 calendar year budget, additional student activities, and technology. Afterward, the board will enter into an exempt or closed session to discuss bargaining strategy. Action items on their agenda are included but are not limited to approval of a transportation contract, which would allow Nottoway Valley students to ride with Atlantic students to the Clarinda Academy, approval of a Northwest Missouri State University student-teacher memorandum of understanding, approval of a school funding resolution, and intent to fund the instructional support program. The Atlantic School Board meeting begins at 7:30 a.m. Monday in the High School Media Center. The Atlantic City Council will hold work sessions to go over the proposed fiscal year 2014 budget this Tuesday and Wednesday evening, beginning at 5:30 both days. City Administrator Doug Harris said the proposed budgets for all operating funds in fiscal year 2014 totaled $10,184,194, which Harris says is a decrease of more than $3.475 million, or 25.4%, from the total estimated expenditures for the current fiscal year of 2013. The main reason for the decrease, he says, is a reduction of the wastewater budget, which reflects completion of the treatment plant project in fiscal year 2013. The net increase for all other funds amounts to $69,475, or 1%. The bottom line concerning most citizens is, of course, how the proposed budget will affect their property taxes. And Harris says under the proposed budget for fiscal year 2014, the tax levy for Atlantic would be $17.68 per $1,000 of taxable valuation, which is an increase of 44 cents, or 2.5%. Harris said the majority increase in the tax rate is due to a 38-cent increase in the debt service levy. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.